Heavenly Father, thank you that you have given us your Bible. Thank you that in it we can learn about Jesus. And we pray that now as we look at it again, we will find out who Jesus is and what it means to trust him. Amen. Okay, so as I said, I want you kids to give me a hand as we look at this now. What I want to ask you first of all, and I'm sure all of you kids who were at Hawk this week will know the answer to this. What was the theme of Hawk? What was Hawk called this week? Liam, I think you got your hand up first. Maybe you can tell me.
Winter Wonderland.
Winter Wonderland. Very good. It was Winter Wonderland. Now, what I want to do now is I want you to help me to work out what that word wonder means. Because it can mean lots of different things sometimes. I think it can mean two things in particular. And I want you to help me to work out what that means. And the way that you can help me is look at this picture, okay? Okay, now I want you to use your imaginations, everyone. I want you to use your imagination and think about what do you think he's looking at? What do you think he might have just seen? Use your imagination. It could be anything. What could it be? I think you had your hand up first.
A cheesecake.
A cheesecake. Yeah, that would make him pretty excited. That would make you go, whoa. Okay, well, can you come up here and give me a hand? Because I think this little boy here knows what wonder means. And so what I want you to do is, I want you to try and look at his face. I want you to try and do that and go, whoa. Can you do that for me? Look out to everyone over here.
Wow.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now, maybe everyone can join in with him, all right? Stay here. On the count of three, ready? One, two, three.
Wow.
Wow, awesome. That was really good. Well done. You can sit down now. So that's one of the things that wonder means. It means, wow, that's amazing. I just kicked that. Yeah, another thing that wonder can mean, I think, comes from this picture. Now, what I want someone to help me come up here and do this time is come up. Yes, see, up you come. Now, he could be thinking anything, but I think he might be thinking, I wonder what the answer to something is. Okay, so what I want you to do is go, can you do that for me? Look out to everyone over here. Okay, now can everyone else join in as well on the count of three? One, two, three. Excellent, thank you. You can sit down now again. So wonder can mean something amazing, and it can also mean, I wonder. Now, I want you to help me later on by remembering these two pictures, that one and that one. When these are going to appear, in about 5 minutes, they're going to appear up there. When you see that one, I'm not going to tell you, it's just going to appear. I want you to go, whoa. And when you see that one, I want you to go, okay? You've got to be looking. You'll see it come up. But first of all, we're going to have a look again at what we read in the Bible then. Because in that bit of the Bible that we just read, Jesus' friends were really scared, weren't they? They were really scared. Now, I've got a friend who is scared of something. He's not scared of snakes or spiders. He's scared of cars. You know, he's scared of cars. And so he doesn't ride in cars. Everywhere he goes, he either walks or catches the train. Sometimes it takes him a long time to get anywhere because he's scared of cars. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think my friend would be a good racing car driver? No, probably not. I don't think most racing car drivers are scared of cars. Yeah, some people are also scared of dogs. Maybe not these dogs. They're pretty cute. Is anyone scared of dogs? A little bit scared of dogs. Yeah, some dogs are scary. Do you think a dog trainer, someone whose job it is to train dogs, is scared of dogs?
No.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Something else that some people are scared of is the sea. That can be scary sometimes, the waves on the sea. Do you think someone who is a fisherman, someone whose job it is to go in a boat on the sea and catch fish, do you think they would be scared of the sea? No, I don't think so. Not usually. But in our Bible story today, the sea was really scary. It was more like that. It was really scary. It was so scary that even fishermen were afraid. See, most of Jesus' friends were fishermen. They were in boats on the sea every day. But on this day, the sea was so scary that even these fishermen were afraid. That's how big the waves were. They were scared. And they were so scared that they forgot something. You know, sometimes when you're really scared, you can forget something. Do you ever forget things? I forget things sometimes. Maybe you forget your lunch for school. Or maybe you forget to say, you forget sometimes, don't you, Elise? Maybe you forget to say thank you when someone gives you something. Well, Jesus' friends forgot something on this really scary day. But they didn't forget their lunch. The thing that they forgot was, they forgot that Jesus was with them. That's what they forgot. They forgot that Jesus, he was asleep in the back of the boat. And they forgot that Jesus was there. Or maybe they didn't actually forget that he was there. They just forgot that he could help them. They were so scared that they forgot that Jesus could help them. But you know, when they did remember that Jesus was there, they woke him up, didn't they? That's what it says. They woke him up and they said, Jesus, we're scared. We're going to drown. And that's when Jesus did something really amazing. He stood up in the boat and he spoke to the wind and he spoke to the waves and he said, be quiet, sit down. You ever say that to somebody? Maybe to your brother or sister? Or mums and dads, maybe you said it to your kids? Or teachers, maybe you said it to your students? Be quiet, sit down. Do people always listen when we say that? Not always. Sometimes, but not always. Well, Jesus said that not to people. He said it to the wind and to the waves. He said, be quiet, sit down. These waves are about to sink their boat. Maybe next time you're at the beach, you should try it. Go down to the water on the sand at the edge and say to the waves, sit down. Do you think anything will happen?
No,
probably not. I don't think so. But when Jesus said it, something did happen. When Jesus said it, everything became completely calm. Even the wind and the waves listened to Jesus. And the scary sea became really calm. Do you think Jesus' friends were amazed? Yeah, I think they were. It said that they were. It said they were amazed. And I would be too. They were filled with wonder. And so they went, hey, pretty good. Well done. Good job. But they weren't just filled with that kind of wonder either, were they? They weren't just amazed. They were also wondering. They're amazed and they were wondering, who is this guy? Who is this guy Jesus? They thought they knew Jesus. But it turns out Jesus was even bigger than they thought. He's even bigger than they thought. Jesus is so powerful that even the wind and the waves listen to him. You know, sometimes bad things happen and scary things happen, like in this story. But in this story, Jesus' friends learned that Jesus is bigger than everything bad. He's bigger than everything bad. His friends were scared. They thought they were going to drown. But Jesus was stronger, wasn't he? He was stronger. He could even control the wind and the waves because Jesus is bigger than everything bad. Did you know that? Can you say that with me? Jesus is bigger than everything bad. Go say that. Jesus is bigger than everything bad. Maybe everyone says it. Jesus is bigger than everything bad. That doesn't mean that nothing bad will ever happen to us. So if you go down to the beach and you're scared of the waves, it doesn't mean the waves will lie down and sit down. It doesn't mean that bad things will never happen. But one day, Jesus will undo everything bad in the world. And everything scary and everything sad, Jesus will take all those things away. And there will be only good things. One day, Jesus will take away everything bad. Isn't that good? But you know, there is something that can be scary that Jesus will take away even now. Did you know that? I'll tell you what it is. Sometimes we're naughty, aren't we? Good on you, Liam. Sometimes we're naughty. Sometimes we do bad things, we say bad things, we think bad things. And when we do something naughty, it can be scary sometimes, can't it? We don't want anyone to know. We want to kind of hide it away, don't we? It can be scary. When I've done something naughty, I can be a bit scared in here. It can be scary in here. You know, I don't want anyone to see, so I cover it up. And I hide it so nobody can see, because I don't want anybody to see that. But if I remember that Jesus is with me, then I don't need to be scared. I know that Jesus forgives me, and so I don't need to be scared if I've done something naughty, because Jesus takes away all the bad things that I do, and Jesus always forgives me. That's how much Jesus loves us. He always forgives us. So you don't need to be scared when you do something naughty. You don't need to try and hide it. You can talk to God about it. Because what did we say before? Jesus is bigger than everything bad and even the bad things that I do. Isn't that good? Now we're going to sing another song now. I'm going to pray first and then we're going to sing another song. And Mr. Memory Verse and the others are going to come and help us. Let me pray. Dear God, thank you that Jesus is bigger than everything bad. Help us to always trust that Jesus will forgive us. Amen. So stay here, kids, for the song. And after the song, you're going to get a piece of paper and a texter so you can draw something or write something about what you learned. Maybe you can write a letter to God or draw a picture about what you learned. But stay here to sing the song, and then you can go back to your parents once you've got the paper and pencil. So, kids, you can grab a piece of paper and a texter. Ben has one there for you. So, as I'm sure everyone will have noticed, Hawk, this week the kids have been learning about Winter Wonderland. That's been the theme of the week. And wondering about Jesus is not just something for kids. This narrow escape from the storm that Jesus' disciples just got out of, that left them in wonder, left them amazed and wondering who Jesus really is. That question, who is Jesus, is one for everyone to ask, whether kids or adults. And this little episode that we read with Jesus calming the storm, what that is really is it's an example for us. That little episode is an example for us. See, when Jesus does amazing things like this, he's giving us examples that help us to see who he is and also to see what trusting him looks like. To see who he is and to see what trusting him looks like. These examples, they're not the whole story, but they are really good examples of those things. So we said before that Jesus is bigger than everything bad. And that's what we see in these examples, in this one that we read and in the ones that follow in this part of the Bible. Jesus is overcoming all the bad, the broken, and the out of control things in our world. So in this example, the thing that he's overcoming is nature. When nature is out of control and devastating, Jesus overcomes it and he controls it. And everywhere he goes, we see more examples from Jesus overcoming evil spirits and healing brokenness. Evil spirits, sickness, and even death all flee from Jesus in the examples that he gives us. But as I said, these are examples that Jesus gives us. And so if we're going to ask the question, who is Jesus, like his disciples did, and what does trusting him look like, then these examples, they give us part of the answer. They demonstrate that Jesus does overcome evil and he undoes the brokenness in our world. But these examples are leading up to the main event. The main event was when Jesus died and rose to life again to give us forgiveness and to set things right between us and God. And so that is the real wonder of Jesus. And so the answer to the question, who is Jesus and what does trusting him look like? The answer has to come primarily from the cross where he died and the empty tomb after he rose again. Because Jesus really shows his power when he deals with this problem for us. Because the real brokenness starts in here, it's in our hearts. Now my experience has been that some of us will feel that more than others. Yeah, it's not just kids who can feel insecure about our failings. Maybe adults are better at disguising it. But being open about our failures can be a scary thing, can't it? And so we hide it. We do hide it. We tuck it away. Because to expose it or confront it can be scary. Can be unsettling. And we learn to convince ourselves and others that, you know, it's really not there or it really doesn't matter. But if we're going to seriously ask the question that his disciples did, who is Jesus, then we need to realize that Jesus thinks It is actually a problem for all of us, whether we know it or not. Time and again, as I said, Jesus overcomes evil and undoes brokenness in our world. But the main event in Jesus' life, at the cross, that's where he shows us that the heart of the issue is an issue of the heart, of my heart and of yours. Now, some people say that it's unhealthy to think too much about a problem that's inside ourselves, that's not good for you. But when it comes to Jesus, we don't need to worry about that. It's not a problem, because trusting Jesus really gives confidence. That's what it does. It gives great confidence, whether it's to kids or to adults. Confidence to be honest with myself and with God. Confidence to bring my sin before God, because I know that Jesus gives forgiveness completely and unconditionally. Trusting Jesus is liberating. It frees us from fear. And it's not a psychological crutch either. Jesus' power is real, both in calming the storm and in forgiving my sin. Jesus' power over nature is impressive. And we look forward to a time when all the brokenness in our world is completely gone and God makes a new world. But the starting place for that is in our heart. If you're here today and you're not someone who follows Jesus, can I ask you to consider just asking this question that Jesus' disciples asked? Who is this man? Their question was, who is this that even the wind and the waves obeyed him? And that's a good question to ask. But an even better question for us to ask is, who is this that he died and came to life again? That's a good question to ask. If you are a Christian among us, then there is an encouragement for us here too. And that is, never get sick of hearing the forgiveness of sins that Jesus gives. Sometimes we think we can move past that. We'll move past that onto bigger and better things. Or for some of us, we might even think that, I've nearly exhausted Jesus' forgiveness for me. I've reached the limit. He can't forgive me anymore. If that's you, then Jesus' words to you are, don't be afraid. Don't let fear take over. Don't forget the power of Jesus to forgive sin. For all of us, we need to hear that the life that Jesus gives is a liberating life. It's real life with Jesus, both now and ultimately in eternity. It's a life free from fear and free to really live. Now, one thing that we're about to start here at St. Mark's, starting next week and then for 4 weeks on, is that we're going to be looking at different aspects of what it means to find real life in Jesus. That's going to be the sermon topic for 4 weeks. Real love, real hope, real freedom, real purpose. So can I encourage you, whether you're normally here with us for church in the afternoon or you're not normally here, if it's the first time, come along over these next 4 weeks to hear about the real life that Jesus offers. What we're going to do now is I'm going to pray, and then our common practice is to have an opportunity for questions that come up out of the talk. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to have some question time. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the obvious and awesome power that he has. But we particularly thank you for the power that was demonstrated in his resurrection from the dead, the death that gives us forgiveness, and the resurrection that gives us new life. Father, I pray today for every one of us who is here that we will trust in that, and whether for the first time or ongoing confidence in the forgiveness and the new life that Jesus gives. Amen.